At one time, a diagnosis of cancer was just short of a death sentence. In recent decades, though, scientists have dramatically changed that outcome in many types of cancer with research into naturally occurring substances. A drug that broke new ground in treating breast and ovarian cancer, Taxol, was derived from the Pacific yew tree. Researchers at the University of Louisiana at Monroe College of Pharmacy have been awarded a patent for a new anti-cancer drug that shows promise in controlling the spread of prostate cancer. Dr. Khalid El-Sayed and Dr. Girish Shah developed a new drug based on a sponge found in the Red Sea. Since the drug isn't highly toxic to normal cells, even in very high doses, the work shows progress toward making cancer a much more manageable disease. Dr. Khalid El-Sayed, first of all, how did you get into doing research on the Red Sea sponge?
My postdoctoral training at the University of Mississippi was on marine natural products, where we used to go dive in different locations and collect marine sponges and soft corals and extract them and try to search them for infectious diseases. At that time, the grant proposal was on HIV and other infectious diseases. But when I came here to the University of Louisiana Monroe in 2000, when I went to the Red Sea again in 2003 and made my own collection, my goal was like to discover and compounds with activity for cancer, both prostate and breast cancer. So when you dive, you see that sponges or soft corals, soft-bodied animal, and fishes never dare to touch them. So somehow the animal is synthesizing or hosting other microorganisms that synthesize compounds that deter these fishes away and enable them to survive these predators and hostile environment. So far there are four drugs approved by the FDA based on or derived from marine natural products. And there are 13 chemical compounds from marine natural products currently in different stages of clinical trials.
If you don't mind me asking, what are the other four drugs?
There are three drugs from sponges approved for different types of cancer and solid tumors, and one drug was approved for topical use for antivirals.
Dr. Girish Shah, how did you come to partner with Dr. El-Sayed on the cancer research for the Red Sea sponge?
When I came here, we had a little bit discussion, and then he was talking that he has all this collection of different compounds that he isolated from various sources, right? Sponge was one, and then there
products, yeah.
There were some other products too, right? I would think plant products and all. So I said, look, we have our research has been going on metastatic cancers, you know, especially we have been in this area funded by the National Cancer Institute for many years. We have made some unique discovery what makes the cancer cells metastatic. That means what makes the cancer cells leave their primary organ and go to other organs and start growing. So basically that is the focus of our research. And so if we block that process, we can prevent metastasis, and then cancer becomes a manageable disease. Because only when cancer spreads to other organs that it becomes a killer. So we had identified this unique mechanism that the receptor interacts, particular receptor, for example, calcitonin receptor interacts with a specific protein. And only when it interacts that it becomes metastatic, harmful receptor. So came to me that I have this unique platform, the unique system to screen compounds. Then, you know, we happened to talk and say he has this library of compounds. I said, okay, let us try in our system and see. So out of 50 compounds that we tested, we identified this one compound that showed this particular activity to prevent metastasis.
Tell me about the system that you had for testing that.
See, what we have shown is that the receptor, when it interacts with a protein that forms junctions between the cells, that maintains the integrity of organs. Now, when those junctions break, the cells can become separated, they lose their character, and instead of staying in one organ, they start to move around. So that changes their whole property.
I'm fascinated by the strategies that you're using to, and other scientists certainly are using to, okay, well, this didn't work, let's try blocking this other part of the process. But yeah, the idea of controlling the metastasis that way, to me, is just amazing.
Yeah. So, well, that is the real, real high, very hot area in the cancer research, you know.
What's the next step? Having the patent is the first part. What happens next?
Well, next process will be to develop more potent compounds, because the current compound that we have, you have to give in a pretty high concentration. I mean, it's not that terribly toxic or anything, but still, to make it clinically more attractive, you have to increase the potency of the compound. The advantage is, once we have identified the compound, then the structure can be chemically modified to make it more potent. And that should be the next strategy, to really develop the compounds which would be more, at least 100 to 1,000 fold more effective than what it is today.
Yeah, so far we reached 40 fold on a small scale. Like, you know, we still need to move higher and improve the potency to at least 100 times, as Dr. Shah said, or to 1,000, yeah.
And is that something that you do with a synthetic copy of what's coming from the sea sponge, or from something that you're...
Yeah, exactly. You modify the structure.
Yeah, exactly. The day Dr. Shah discovered this activity, like, we were able to chemically synthesize it, because there is no way to collect the entire red sea sponges to treat people. So we chemically synthesize the compound. So we use marine nature products just to inspire the chemical entity, because they are innovative. And then we started trying to make like similar analogs. Even though we did not expand the research, like, we were able to improve it, like, for the first analog, like, 4 times. And then we moved upward to 40 times, like, the original natural products by chemical methods.
So the next step is to get it even more potent than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dr. Khalid El-Sayed and Dr. Girish Shah are both professors in ULM's Basic Pharmaceutical Sciences Department. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office recently awarded the ULM College of Pharmacy a patent for a new anti-cancer drug designed to control the spread of prostate cancer. Gentlemen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.